Gerald Malloy is a U.S. Army veteran and West Point graduate. He lives in Wethersfield and is now officially the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Last night, it was announced that he beat former U.S. Attorney for the District of Vermont, Christina Nolan. Malloy joins me now to discuss his win. Gerald, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Connor. Good to speak with you again, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, so let's get started. You just won the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate. How does it feel?
Well, it feels fantastic. Very, very exciting. All the hard work paid off, and I want to thank God, and I thank my wife, Stacy, and family, and all the many, many volunteers that helped me, and most of all, I want to thank all the Vermonters that placed their trust in me with their vote.
I think a lot of people saw Christina Nolan as a strong competitor. What was it about your message that you think resonated with Vermont Republican voters?
Well, she was a strong competitor, and I think a couple of things. My grounding, I went out and engaged Vermonters across the state. In discussing and telling them about myself, I have 42 years of relative service and experience, and across all that, leadership and performance, and the military, as you mentioned, military and government and business, which is all relative, and the Vermonters were receptive of that.
Does your election win over Christina Nolan tell us something about the future of the direction of the Vermont Republican Party?
I don't know exactly about that, but I'm proud to be a member of the Vermont Republican Party, and I think we are going to kind of gain some ground here in Vermont and, on the federal level in Congress and the House and the Senate. The teamwork has been fantastic here in the state. I mentioned earlier, I got, for instance, some endorsements from Vicky Strong and Art Peterson and Larry Labor and Mark Higley, which I greatly appreciate. And the teamwork's, been a part of my win. I think the party's going to make some strides here in November.
Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think back to being on the campaign trail. When did you first start to feel the momentum of the race that was swinging in your favor? Was there a specific moment that you can think of, or was there a specific thing that you heard from voters that you're like, all right, this is picking up. People are really taking to my message.
That's a good question. I would say you might call it the parade season. I think I did 13 or 14 parades and would go early and stay late and just talking to people from Memorial Day through to the 4th of July. And I think that's probably when I started to feel the swing, and it was real. You could feel it. And just talking to people and, as I mentioned, telling them about myself and hearing their issues and concerns. And, as I've mentioned, Vermonters are not happy with the direction our country's going in, and my experience and service and what I can bring in terms of leadership and performance was of interest.
Now, you've taken a strong stance being anti-abortion, not supporting any gun control measures, and you strongly oppose public health measures from the pandemic, like vaccines or mask mandates. Now, that messaging works for the Republican base, but do you think that that message and that messaging will appeal to Vermonters? And if not, what's your plan to try to win them over?
Well, yes, I think it will appeal. And we had talked about I am pro-life, and I actually from the beginning of my campaign, I talked about my thoughts that Roe v. Wade, per the Constitution, 10th Amendment, should be overturned and go to the state prospectively and the people. And that is what has happened. And as a Vermonter, that's how I will impact that with my vote. As a Vermonter, for instance, voting no against Prop 5 and Article 22. We talked about the economy. I'm looking to grow well-paying jobs here in Vermont. That has not been happening. And I have 11 years plus of business experience, mostly in Washington, D.C. area. But my title over those 11 years has been business development. So I'm going to be able to bring new well-paying jobs and business investment to Vermont, which is sorely needed.
Come November, you'll take on longtime Congressman Peter Welch. How are you going to try to convince voters to vote for you over him when they have elected him for decades?
Well, Several ways, and you know, we got through 3 months here until the general election. But Mr. Welch's voting record, I believe, shows that he's too far to the left and doesn't represent the common sense values of Vermonters.
So you've spent more than two decades in the U.S. Army, and you were stationed at a base, and you've been stationed at bases around the world. With the ongoing war in Ukraine and increasing tensions with China and Taiwan, military conflict is on voters' radars in ways that it hasn't been in some time. What would you do in Washington around these other military issues?
Well, that's a great question. So you're right. I've worked with about 20 NATO partners and allies. I've been in combat. I've been a part of successful, sound foreign policy in Germany and the Middle East and Southwest Asia, and training with allies. And I look at my role as a U.S. senator in advising on foreign policy to develop and implement sound, successful foreign policy. That has not been happening. And I've gone on record and talked about if we had a Republican in office right now, I don't believe. In terms of the presidency, I don't believe Russia would have invaded Ukraine, and I don't believe the tension level between China and Taiwan would be at the very high level that it is right now.
Now, something that I have to ask is, you have a very small campaign staff, yet your Deploy Malloy signs have caught a lot of eyeballs and a lot of attention. How did this slogan come about?
That's our team. First of all, I have many, many volunteers that have helped with that in places across the state. But I want to give the full credit for that to a woman named Wynn Patterson. She's been a team member from day one, and she came up with that design. And I agree with it. It's eye-catching, and it's got a great response.
So you've got a lot of feedback from the Deploy Malloy.
Oh, sure. Everywhere I go, people ask me. And it's been interesting because people will say, oh, that's you. And and so I get to talk to them. But people notice it and like it.
That's Gerald Malloy, a U.S. Army veteran and West Point graduate, and now the official Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Gerald Malloy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Connor, great to speak with you. May the fortune stars shine bright. May God bless America. Looking forward to this race.